Hello, and welcome to another episode of Start in Chess, where we dive into fascinating topics that explore the intersection of life, learning, and personal development. Today, we're talking about something truly inspiring, the connection between chess and autism. How can a game with a history spanning over 1,000 years become a tool for cognitive and social development, particularly for individuals on the autism spectrum? Stick around as we explore this in depth.
Before we jump into how chess plays a role, let's start with a bit of background on autism. Autism spectrum disorder, or ASD, is a neurodevelopmental condition that affects how individuals communicate, interact with others, and process information. Because it's a spectrum, autism manifests differently in each person. Some might have significant challenges with social interaction, while others might excel in specific areas like mathematics or art. Autism also often comes with sensory sensitivities, making some environments overwhelming for those on the spectrum. One of the key things to understand is that individuals with autism often have unique strengths. Many are detail-oriented, have an excellent memory, and possess a remarkable ability to focus on tasks that interest them. These traits can be incredibly beneficial in certain settings, one of them being the world of chess.
So, how exactly does chess come into play? Let's talk about the cognitive benefits first. Chess is a game that requires deep concentration, strategic thinking, and foresight, all of which are cognitive functions that can be challenging yet rewarding for individuals with autism. Chess helps improve executive functioning, a set of mental skills that includes working memory, flexible thinking, and self-control. These are areas where individuals with autism might experience difficulties. In chess, players must remember previous moves, anticipate future consequences, and adjust their strategy accordingly. It's like a workout for the brain, strengthening these cognitive abilities in a way that's both fun and engaging. Another significant benefit is enhanced memory and concentration. Chess demands sustained attention, which can be particularly beneficial for individuals with autism who may struggle with focus. The game's structured nature often aligns well with the cognitive preferences of those on the spectrum, making it an ideal activity to help them develop these skills. And let's not forget about logical and abstract thinking. Chess is essentially a game of logic. It requires players to think several moves ahead, consider various possibilities, and make decisions based on abstract concepts like potential threats and opportunities. For someone on the autism spectrum, this can be incredibly empowering as it encourages the development of skills that are essential in everyday problem solving.
Given all these benefits, it's no surprise that chess is being used as a therapeutic tool for individuals with autism. In some settings, therapists and educators are incorporating chess into their programs specifically to address the cognitive and social challenges faced by those on the spectrum. Chess therapy can be tailored to meet the individual needs of the player. For instance, a therapist might use chess to help a child with autism improve their attention span, learn to manage frustration, or practice taking turns. The game can be simplified or adapted depending on the person's skill level, making it accessible for a wide range of abilities. The adaptability of chess is one of its greatest strengths. For younger children or those with more significant cognitive challenges, the game can start with just the basics, learning the names of the pieces and how they move. As the individual's skills develop, the game's complexity can be gradually increased, offering ongoing cognitive and social stimulation. And let's not forget the success stories. There are many individuals with autism who have not only benefited from playing chess, but have excelled at it. Some have even gone on to compete in tournaments, proving that the game can be a powerful tool for personal growth and achievement.
If you're thinking about introducing chess to someone with autism, you might be wondering where to start. Here are some practical tips to help ensure a positive experience. First, start simple. Begin with the basics, like learning the names of the pieces and their movements. Don't rush into complex strategies. Let the person get comfortable with the game at their own pace. Visual aids can be incredibly helpful, especially for individuals who are visual learners. Use diagrams, videos, or interactive chess apps to make the learning process more engaging. It's also important to create a structured environment. Make sure the space where you're playing is quiet, organized, and free from distractions. This can help individuals with autism focus better and enjoy the game. Be patient and encouraging. Chess can be challenging, so celebrate small victories along the way, whether it's mastering the movement of a single piece or successfully completing a game. Positive reinforcement goes a long way in building confidence that if the person is hesitant about social interaction, incorporate social elements gradually. Start with one-on-one games before introducing them to a group setting like a chess club. Gradually increasing social interaction can help them build confidence and make the experience more enjoyable. Lastly, if possible, consider seeking professional guidance. A chess coach or therapist experienced in working with individuals on the autism spectrum can provide tailored instruction and support, ensuring that the experience is both rewarding and beneficial.
And that wraps up today's episode on the fascinating connection between chess and autism. We've explored how this ancient game can enhance cognitive abilities, foster social interaction, and even serve as a therapeutic tool for those on the autism spectrum. Whether you're a parent, educator, or a therapist, introducing chess could be a great way to support the development of someone with autism. If you found this episode helpful, please share it with others who might benefit from this information. And don't forget to bookmark Start and Chess for more episodes that explore the intersection of life, learning, and personal growth. Thank you for listening, and until next time, keep learning, keep growing, and maybe even give chess a try. See you in the next episode.